Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of the Gamma Ray Podcast. I'm Tim, alongside Justin again.
How's it going, guys?
Okay, everybody, and we have a special one for you this week. We're talking about, probably he might be up there with one of my favorite cryptids, actually, the Mothman.
Yeah, no, see, I still prefer the Chupacabra, I'm gonna be honest with you, man.
Oh, God, it's so mundane, Chupacabra.
Ah, come on, man.
Everybody's like, fuck a Chupacabra. Like Chupacabra. What about Mothman? Y'all forgot about Mothman, goddammit. And I'm here to correct that today. Because I've had enough of this. Now, I mean, Fair enough, still man. On the Bigfoot train.
Yeah, but, no, that was definitely, I enjoyed that a lot, actually.
But I think Mothman brings a lot of cool aspects into, I don't know, quote unquote reality. You know,
like, yeah, there's a lot of stuff revolves around him, especially during his heyday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, a lot of strange things happened.
If there was ever a cryptid that peaked, it was Mothman.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
You know, because he kind of just trailed off after a while. But yeah, he's, you know, had a resurgence, I think, as of late.
Has he? Yeah. I didn't know he was making a comeback.
Well, I mean, you have a lot of sightings of him still.
Ah, okay.
You know, like, there was even talks of him at the trades, you know, the World Trade Centers.
Really? I did not know.
Yeah. That was one of them. Now, the odds of that being complete bullshit,
they're pretty high, I'd say.
It's, I give it a 90 something percent chance.
Pretty much guaranteed that he wasn't there.
No, he wasn't there. He wasn't. And that was a year before the movie came out. So, I don't know, maybe. Maybe not.
Possible, but I highly doubt it.
You know what probably happened, though, is that they had 9/11 happened, and then the movie came out, and everybody started kind of knowing about him again.
Yeah.
And then,
he got brought back into, like, the front of everyone's mind.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, just some crazy person saw, like a fat pigeon.
Yeah. Well, it's New York City. I mean, there's fucking pigeons everywhere. But I think what happened to is, like, you know, people can, like, retro date a sighting. Like, well, he didn't, you know, I don't know, I'm just spitballing, but, like, the guy reported in 2005, 4 years after 9/11, 3 years after the movie.
Like, yeah, well, I mean, you saw him then, why would you archives. Wait?
I was going through my photos, and I noticed a giant winged fucking creature that I didn't notice in real time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, how could you miss that?
Come on.
Yeah.
He's full of shit.
Yeah, he just wanted his 15 minutes of fame is all that is.
All right, everybody. So we begin our tale in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, which is kind of the setting for this whole thing. And this was between the years 1966 and 1967. Now, Point Pleasant is like one of those small, quiet towns that you hear about. You know,
there's not a lot of boring.
There's not a lot of stuff happening. It's not an exciting place to be.
No.
I can think of a lot more exciting places to be than Point Pleasant, fucking West Virginia.
Oh, yeah. There's about 1,000 of them.
I'm sure it's quaint if you're into that.
Yeah, but that's just, you know, a cute way of saying there ain't shit going on.
No, there's nothing happening. Never was.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, so the place was pretty boring, I think. You know, it's just like your run-of-the-mill town, right?
Where yeah.
There's not a lot going on. And on November 15th, 1966, that's when the first reported sighting of Mothman happened, right? So it was witnessed by two couples, Roger and Linda Scarberry, and Mary and Steve Mallet, or however you're going to want to pronounce it.
Yeah, you got me, man.
It's one of those two. It's something sounded Italian. So I'm going to butcher it. Because if you couldn't tell, I'm relatively Irish.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I struggle with anything outside the, you know, Smith and Johnson. I'm struggling to enunciate their names. All right, so
there's not a Mick in the name.
No Mick. I don't know what to do. I crumble. All right, so when they reached the authorities, and you know, they gave their accounts, you know, all four of them, they reported a large grayish creature with, like, you know, big old glowing red eyes, flying in right next to their car. I mean, it was keeping pace with them the whole time.
Yeah.
Right. And it was near this old munitions storage place, you know, that the locals called the TNT area, I think, for obvious reasons.
For obvious reasons.
Well, what do they do there?
I'm sure
they fucking made TNT.
Made shit that blew up, you know.
No, nobody ever said they were clever. But they're to the point. They're to the point. And so on the 16th, November 16th, that's when, you know, the first Mothman story really hit the press. Okay. And yeah, I think a lot of what happened, you know, after that, and this is my personal opinion on it, right? Is that when you hear a story like this, other people come along and they want to get in on it. They want to be a part of it.
You yeah. Know, yeah. That whole fitting in thing.
Right. I mean, seeing
many people like are that, saying, hey, I'm, you know, I've been seeing this weird creature. You don't want to be the only one left out.
Right. Or yeah, so I think something like this, and I think a lot of UFO sightings and Bigfoot sightings are like this too, that it makes you special in a way that you got to see this incredible thing.
Yeah. You're one of the one of the people that are in the know, you know?
Yeah. But it just makes you sound so insane.
True. But you think about this tiny little town.
Yeah.
In the middle of fucking nowhere. Yeah.
I used to assume the entire state of West Virginia is the middle of nowhere.
I'm fairly confident it is, dude.
I heard it was the safest part of nowhere.
Yeah.
It was the middle of nowhere. I'm sure I've heard that somewhere before.
Yeah. I mean, this place, I mean, dude, they're probably lucky to have like a single theater, like movie screen.
Yep.
And like four bowling alleys, like bowling lanes.
I'm sure bowling's huge there.
Yeah. They ain't got much else going on, dude. No. So
maybe a mini golf place.
I doubt it. I highly doubt it.
Maybe it's in somebody's backyard.
Yeah. Yes. Damn, girl, don't get my pickup truck.
They're fucking in it.
Go mudding.
You know they're in it.
Yeah.
I assume half the cars in this town have like that fake wood paneling all over their cars. Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine that that's what's happening. All right, so that's when the Mothman, you know, the legend of it was born. And a few days later, you know, more and more reports are coming in. And one of them in particular was these group of guys, these four guys, and they were digging fucking graves, if you can believe that for a second.
That's not ominous at all.
Dude, come on. Really? You're digging graves? What more mysterious thing to be doing while having one of these sightings? You know what I'm saying?
But you're up to something, you know. The hell y'all doing up
there? No good.
No.
I hope it was their jobs. Because when I was doing the research on it, it never said that was their occupation. Was grave digging.
No, I mean, I did the same. I ran across the same story.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever saw anything where they were like, oh yeah, they worked at the graveyard.
And by the way, they weren't just digging graves randomly. Yeah. They actually did this for a fucking living. They got paid for
it. No, I saw, you know, nothing.
They might have got paid for it, but maybe just not from an employer. You know, they'd be digging graves.
Slightly shadier.
So allegedly they kind of saw the same thing as the Scarberries and the Maletti's, right?
Yeah.
Very, very, very similar. Large creature, huge wingspan, glowing red eyes. And it, you know, it just flew right over their heads. So it didn't like stop and like hang out. And it wasn't like a prolonged sight.
No, it's kind of like he was just flying and you happened to be there.
It happened to be there. Like, yeah. See, which I find funny for like, cause when you hear like cryptids and almost any cryptid really, they're always trying to stay away from people. Didn't seem like
there's not too many accounts where they actively go after you.
No, there isn't.
Bigfoot, it's usually like off in the middle of the night, it goes after your pets or your livestock.
You're talking about the fucking chupacabra again. Get off of it.
Now, there's more than just that one. But
I thought that's all they did.
No.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, they're always like, if you run into them, it was on accident. Like,
right,
it wasn't paying attention. You walked up on it. It didn't walk up on you.
I assume that, you know, a creature such as this would have the perception to know that there's people right under him. But again, if he is what we're going to describe and talk about in the show, then maybe he just doesn't find us to be threatening in any way. So it didn't really matter.
Yeah, there's, you know, if he's the only one of his species, let's say some sort of paranormal kind of thing.
Right.
You know, he's not going to know that we're dangerous.
Right.
I didn't come across any sighting, I mean, stories where it's like, oh, a hunting party went out.
Right. They never, yeah, never.
You know, no one ever, I didn't come across one story where somebody actually shot at it.
Yeah.
Somebody injured it in any way.
Well, and like most cryptid stories, he didn't go after, I'm using the word he, but he didn't go after anybody else either. He never like attacked.
No, he like all the stories I read about him, he was always like standing off in the shadows.
Yeah, he was being mysterious.
Yeah, like.
Which makes him cool. Anybody that's mysterious is automatically cool.
Edgy.
Yeah. You see the guy at the bar who's just like, you don't know what the hell's going on with him. You'd be like, man, that's pretty fucking cool, man.
Yeah.
Look at that guy. Cool customer. But so like when you see these, you have these sightings and you're seeing the Mothman, it's a big deal to your psyche. I think it definitely has a large effect on how you view, you know, your current reality.
Yeah, especially if you're 100% believe that's what you just saw.
Yeah.
You're never going to trust your Ike. What was that sound? You know,
yeah, what was that shadow? Out. Yeah, you're going to be freaked out.
Paranoid.
Yeah, maybe for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I mean, I doubt there's going to be.
I mean, if it's real and it really happened and it was a real sighting, I can imagine that kind of fucking you up for many, many years after that.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, like, or you're going to end up looking like that one dude who runs the Mothman Museum. I mean, like, God,
to him,
look, if you don't look like somebody who believes
to this wholeheartedly, oh my God, yeah,
in the Mothman,
yeah,
you guys, I've never seen anybody who legacy. Looks.
You're talking about the Mothman Legacy documentary,
yeah,
yeah, and this cat, he is clinging on.
He hunt 100% looks like you have a conspiracy. He believes it.
Yep.
You don't care what absolutely. It's about.
He believes in giants and shit.
Oh yeah. You know? Yeah.
Fairies are coming around and fucking with you and yeah. Fixing your shoes and all that. Is that what they do? They fix your shoes? Grim fairy tale that they come and they like cobble your shoes.
I thought those were gnomes, but I could be wrong.
What's the fucking difference?
Yeah, who cares?
Unfortunately, having this stuff is bullshit. I mean, I want to believe it, and maybe it is true in some way. If you believe it enough, I don't know, maybe it comes true.
Yeah, the only problem I have is, you know, we try to classify everything.
We got to. So that's what the humans. That's what humans do.
The only problem is, dude, like that. Like, you had a bunch of scientists coming out saying it was a red sand crane. I think is what they're called.
Red-eyed. Yeah, it's like red-eyed sand crane.
Whatever.
Yeah,
they're saying it was a big ass bird, and it's like nowhere near the size. And all these dozens of people are saying this thing's like 6 foot tall.
Yeah.
With like a 10-foot, 15-foot wingspan.
That's humongous.
Yeah.
That's humongous.
And you're trying to say that a fucking skinny-ass crane is responsible for all that.
The screech owl was another one of their explanations.
Yeah, again, you
see,
know,
I mean, screech owls are big. Like
fucking,
they get big, but they don't get that fucking big.
No, I mean, they're not going to get...
That's like a pterodactyl, man. It's humongous.
Yeah. I mean, dude, there's no way you... You know, there's no way you're confusing a screech owl or a crane for something essentially the size of a fucking bear with wings.
Right.
Like, you're not confusing them.
You know, I think Mothman. Does it really look like a moth? Who knows?
No.
I mean, were other bugs taken? Like, they couldn't. Well, we can't call it, you know, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Can't call it that.
Beetle man, or
what insect hasn't been used? Moth.
The only thing I got is a lot of people were saying that it looked more like a giant man owl,
right? Right.
But you know, owl man doesn't sound nearly as catchy as Mothman.
No, yeah, Mothman. They nailed it. They absolutely nailed it.
Yeah,
I don't think this story would be half as cool if it was called something else. The name off.
No, that would be one of those local legends that never left the city limits.
And I think it goes back to like the giant sized insects. They're scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's scary to think about. They're scary when they're little.
Well, see, that's the only thing I would find that was like, I don't even understand how they would, like, moths' eyes, as far as I know, don't glow. But mammals do, like birds and like, things like that. Yeah, the eyes will shine.
The eyes shine, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know where the hell they came up with Mothman, but you're right. They nailed it right on the head.
Well, speaking of eyes.
Branding.
Right. It's all about branding.
Yeah.
And speaking about eyes, though, so not only is seeing it completely earth-shattering to your psyche.
Yeah.
But allegedly, like, if you lock eyes while it's staring at you, you'll get, like, eye infections, man. Your eyes will get all fucking red, like, swell shut. Like, some weird stuff. But why is that? That's very...
It gives you pink eye, man. Standing too close to it.
Yeah, it's butthole. Got some doo-doo particles in your eyes.
Yeah. Mothman. Which, I mean, if that's true, though, I did see an account about that.
Right.
That would lend credence to, like, some sort of paranormal. Yeah. You know, kind of... otherworldly kind of creature.
I can't imagine what would be causing, like, it. That's very strange. You know, like, logically, what would be causing that to happen?
Nothing that I could think of.
No.
I mean, that sounds more like some sort of psychic attack or something. Or,
and I think that when you come to creatures like this, UFOs, you know, and this is not my original theory, you know what I mean? For sure, this is kind of widespread now. That part of it, maybe all of it, is kind of like a psychic phenomenon that's happening to you. You know, that's why, like, if you see one, if you see a UFO, it might not look the same to another person who's viewing it. It might look a little different.
Oh, but yeah, yeah. You, okay.
It looks one way. And maybe that's, you know, maybe that's Mothman.
It's like altering your perspective.
Right.
Depending on who's looking at it and when.
Maybe it's, you know, one of those creatures that, you know, allegedly maybe live in another dimension. And there's something.
Now, I did see.
There's something with that caused.
Speaking of that, like, actually, when I was looking into researching this,
yeah,
I did see a couple theories where people thought he was actually extraterrestrial.
Ultra.
I think it's how they. Ultra terrestrial.
Awesome terrestrial.
That's,
yeah,
that's the word I was looking for.
Yep.
Where it's not necessarily that he's an alien, but he lives on, like, a different wavelength, like plane.
Like a different vibration, if you want.
Yeah, because there were accounts of him just, like, kind of turning into mist, like disappearing, kind of.
That's heavy, man.
Where, like, he didn't just, like, take off into the sky.
Right.
He just kind of, like, faded. Dude, and I did see something.
That's so fucking scary.
Yeah, because so there was an account of this man. He's driving home, middle of night, pitch black, just his headlights.
Right.
Comes around this corner, slams on his brakes because there's Mothman standing right in the middle of the road. Right. And yeah, that's what I said. Like, he kind of, like, disperses. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, that kind of seems like the most logical, like, way.
Dematerialize.
Yeah. Like, he's just, like, gone. Right. Okay. You know? And the man's like, what the fuck was that? You know, he just takes off speeding, like, right, fast as he's ever gone down the road till he gets home.
Right.
Well, the next morning, he gets up and realizes he was about 100 yards away from this graveyard that his mother, when she was young, saw this, like, ghostly apparition.
Really?
So, like, same area, two different generations, probably like 30 years apart from each other.
The same kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like a shared family experience.
Yeah, because I think his mom at the time was dead. So, mm-hmm, yeah, he was able to, like, connect with his mom a little bit more on it.
Right.
I was like, dude, that's actually kind of crazy.
But, I mean,
in the same general area,
yeah,
your mother saw something long before you were born.
Yeah, that part's a little crazy.
And then you see something that looks like the Mothman, or could very well be the Mothman.
Right.
Which might have been what she saw.
Right.
But he just, like, evaporates, I guess is a better word.
Well, I mean, it kind of has that feel of alien abduction, where it runs in families.
Yeah.
You're more prone to it, maybe.
maybe like you already they want to check on more, the next generation, see how, what they're doing,
or your family's more psychically open to experience something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Who knows?
Who knows? Like,
who knows the rules behind all behind everything?
I want to say somebody does, but I don't believe it. No. I don't think they do.
They could say they do all they want.
Yeah. Know? Yeah.
But anyway, though, man, it's like, now the Mothman is clearly the most popular legend that's coming out of that state, especially that town.
Hands down.
Yeah. Excuse me. But it's not the... Oh, man, allergies are whooping my ass right now.
Oh, God, you're... All right.
But it would not be the first, like, story of strange encounters with, like, weird creatures and the paranormal.
Really? So, like, right? the area had a history?
Yeah, like, it goes way back, like, before Europeans settled the area, kind of.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Because, like, the area around Point Pleasant, you know, was rumored to have, you know, been cursed for, like, generations.
Cursed?
Yeah, cursed.
Okay.
Like, long before Mothman ever, like, showed up on the scene.
Sure.
There was this Native American chief called Cornstalk. I was about to mess that man's name up so bad.
I don't think he minds. He's been dead a long time. The Cornstalk.
Yeah, Chief Cornstalk. Yeah. Oh. And like right before he died, this is in the late 1700s, right? He cursed the land for hundreds of years. All right, so like...
Very poltergeisty.
Yeah, like...
It cursed like, the thing, land, dude. So.
Is that land has, especially to the, what are they called? The Shawnee.
Yeah.
Right. They already had tales. They believe this place was cursed before Chief Cornstalk ever did it.
Really?
Yeah. There was already tales of like ghost sightings, witches, like these red-eyed banshees.
Red-eyed banshees? What?
Yeah.
That sounds like Mothman.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say, dude. It's like, it's kind of where I'm thinking maybe where like the glowing eyes came from.
Yeah, that's
like where it got its origins.
Similar. Yeah, it's eerily similar.
But I gotta say, I've heard of banshees. I've never heard of them having red eyes.
All I know is the banshee from X-Men. It's the only banshee I really know about.
Absolutely terrible.
He didn't have glowing red eyes either.
No, but yeah, you know, like with these types of stories, dude. There's a large winged creature that is also stated to exist in the area. I think they called it the Thunderbird, if I'm not mistaken.
Thunderbirds. That's a large Native American tradition in many tribes across the, I mean, kind of spread out that the Thunderbirds were.
That's
a real
kind
thing.
Of why I think like the Thunderbird at one point did exist.
That's a good argument for it, I think.
You have several tribes who, you know, from one side of the country to the other, a lot of them didn't like each other. A lot of them never met each other.
Yeah, they fought quite a bit.
But they did trade.
Right. So maybe they're trading stories.
It could have got passed from one side of the country all the way to the other.
Yeah, but usually when the story like that is told, and it's kind of, it's like a game of telephone, kind of, where it changes a little bit every time you do it. But that's not really, from what I've read on it, that's not really what happened with Thunderbird. It's pretty consistent.
Yeah, it's just this giant bird that's like...
screeching bird.
A beating of its wings brings thunder. Dude, I think...
That's also extremely scary.
Yeah.
A large bird with like fucking, you know, 6-inch talons and a fucking huge sharp beak.
Just flying overhead.
Like, yeah. Oh, fuck. Dude, picking up grown men. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just flying away with them.
That's so scary. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen a video of a bird eating its prey. But that's even more horrifying.
Yeah, I will say though, like it's not unprecedented. Like I watched a video where an eagle tried to fly off with somebody's baby. Got him like 6 feet off the ground before he wasn't able to carry him anymore.
Thank God.
Now imagine like a fucking 50-foot wide bird. You know, he's going to fly away with whatever the fuck he wants, dude.
I can just see them like swooping down and picking up like one of those old-timey like wagons from like Oregon Trail.
just flying off with them.
You have died of Thunderbird.
You can see, but you can see where it's not like unreasonable that a lot of these sightings, like a Mothman, can be attributed to the legends of like around the area's past.
No, I think it makes perfect sense. I think
like some of these may have been like morphed into like one creature. You know, the Mothman.
Yeah.
You know, like, you take a lot of these different things. You got Thunderbird, big wingspan.
Yep.
You got the banshees with the red eyes.
Long red eyes.
Yeah, you know, witches. I mean, you could, if that eye thing was true.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, who's to say witches wouldn't have been able to do something like that?
You're right, though. I mean, if there's
like you kind of a lot of these things
where it shows up and it disappears, right?
Yeah.
So they got that aspect of it. Then you got the banshees with the red eyes. You got the Thunderbird with a giant wingspan. And you kind of put all those together.
Yeah. And you're kind of seeing, which it, I mean, to be said, similar, though,
you're really similar to Mothman.
All those stories could have been of just one creature.
Possible.
Yeah. Back in the day, you know, way back in the day, they could have seen Mothman flying around because it's called him Thunderbird.
Yeah.
You know, if he is able to, if the ultra terrestrial kind of thing where you could phase in and out of our plane.
Yep.
Ghost sightings right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of it can be
100%.
There's a lot of similarities between all the creatures in that area.
And honestly, I think it can go either way. It's either all of them condensed into one story, or it's the one story broken up into multiple different versions. Depending on,
yeah, like this one tribe or settler.
Right.
You know, he saw a giant or she saw a giant flying bird.
Yeah.
But that's all they saw.
Right.
So they wouldn't have seen the eyes and the dematerialization and all that. So
all of that is intense stuff, though.
So, oh, yeah, 100%.
So like Galena's curse, there's all this other paranormal shit going on.
Not to mention, too, that the tribes, like the Native Americans, wanted fucking nothing to do with the area.
Right.
Like, they would go out of their way to stay out of the area.
And they're like, look at these assholes coming to settle.
Yeah, these white sons of bitches.
No, those are, that's a great place.
Yeah, by all means. Stay away from my area, but.
No, we're good. We're going to stay over here. You
ghost.
Go ahead and build this right
now. What the hell is a ghost?
Yeah,
I don't know nothing about no scary screaming woman floating through the sky. No.
So there's a good correlation between the Mothman, because I mean when that story hit again, it went right back to everybody seeing it.
Yeah,
everybody
blew up nationwide.
Yeah, it was a big story. Yeah,
they were loving it,
but. All the sightings came out of the Point Pleasant area and surrounding areas. So yeah. It was very, very centralized to that. So one part of the Mothman story is also, and I don't know, and I'm going to speculate here in a minute about how the two things connect, but there's Mothman, and then when there was Mothman, there was tons of UFO sightings between 66 and 67, really? Which is when the Mothman craze was happening.
Like they were happening around the same time.
Yes. So you're seeing UFOs, you're seeing fucking horrifyingly terrifying creature just staring at you for no apparent reason. What was the goal? I'm just staring at you. I don't understand. I mean, maybe he was psychically telling you something. Who knows? I mean, I wish
you just go to stare at you, stand there menacing.
I love to see it just to understand a little bit better. Like
that's like that whole try me and find out, you know? Fuck around and find out, you know?
Right. So like there was the Mothman sightings themselves, and then dozens of UFO sightings in that little area for the 2 years, you know, year and a half, 2 years. That's a lot in a short
time. For one little centralized spot, you know?
Right. So it's still crazy to think that you're having both of those, you know, phenomenons happening simultaneously. I mean, not just UFOs.
100%.
So it wasn't just UFOs. People are actually reporting encounters with alien beings too. So it leads to the idea, is Mothman some sort of extraterrestrial? Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely a possibility.
I mean, at this point, he could be anything.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
You know what I mean? He can be anything.
Same thing, anything, you know, without a body. Desires,
you know? What does it mean to you? And I think that's the big part of it. What does it mean to you?
Yeah.
And that's what, that's what you'll get.
I kind of see that. Like, you're going to get out of that experience what you're looking to get out of.
Yes. Yeah. See, and again, I think if you go looking for it, you might just find it.
Yeah.
But it might not be real. It might not be really happening.
Or it's not going to come out just the way you want. But
or you see something that kind of looks like what you're looking for, and then you just lock in and say, no, that's what it was. There's no more.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we had with, like, last week with Bigfoot.
Right.
You want so badly to be true.
And I do. I still do. And I do.
You know, you whatever nonsense that happens while you're looking for it, that's evidence.
Right.
Whereas anyone else would go, no, dude, that was a damn deer you saw.
Right. Yeah. Especially in those parts, you're going to see a lot of the. So, I mean, I get the debunkers are saying, oh, you know, it's a screech owl. It's a sandhill crane. They are in that area.
Still, though, I mean, just this. What is it, like 15 screech owls stacked on top of each other? And only one has their eyes. Yeah, but like,
in a trench
coat. How the hell are you going to have?
Yeah, they're in a trench coat.
They're trying to get into the adult movie theater.
Yeah, they're trying to buy tickets to an NC-17 movie. That, yeah. Morning.
I mean, that's the only way you're like, yeah. No, I'm definitely of age.
Yeah.
Hello, fellow human.
Yes.
I would like one ticket.
This is how we talk, is it not? And so, because there were so many UFO reports, right, and during that time, as these things tend to do, it just drew UFO investigators out of the woodwork.
Oh yeah, I mean,
especially
as soon as that anything like that happens, they're coming.
Any large amount of sightings in a short amount of time is called a flap. Right. So during the flap, it brought in.
It's called a what?
Yeah. No, you heard me right.
Called a flap.
Flap.
Like FLAP. Like flap.
Yes.
Why do they call it that? Like, that's such a.
I didn't care.
I just wrote, apparently, I do.
I just took the ride with them. I was like, okay. I never
questioned it. All right.
I never questioned
it. Continue.
So it brought in a guy named Ray Barker. He at the time, big UFO investigator and author. And then it brought in John Keel, who was also a big time UFO reporter and writer.
Yeah.
So they were working with this local person named Mary Heyer, which is a great name for an interview.
Yeah.
If you're going in for a job interview, Mary your last Heyer. Name being Heyer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
what's my last name? Heyer. Well,
yeah, that's all you need to know. Well, so she kept track of all this, right? So she kept track of all the stories of Mothman and UFO sightings and kind of kept them all chronological. Easy to reference, you know, stuff like that. So she worked with Keel, she worked with Barker. And Keel specifically took on an investigatory. Is that right? That's a brutal word. I'm going to go with it. Investigatory.
He investigated the sightings.
Yeah. He took a look at it.
I'm not going to be able to help you pronounce that word.
he took a look at it. And, you know, so he started interviewing, you know, people himself. He started, you know, reading other reports in the newspaper. And for some weird reason, he had all this data, didn't really do much with it until about like 8 to 9 years after like the last reporting of, you know, the last rash of sightings for Mothman happened. So he wrote a book. He wrote a book called The Mothman Prophecies, which later on in 2002 was the movie of the same title, right? The Mothman Prophecies with Richard Gere, loosely based on the book, right? I mean, it had a lot of the, you know, the the big hit items from the book.
Kind of like modernization of it a little bit.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can't, if you're trying to tell a story, you don't, you're like, well, I don't really want to do a period movie. So it's not the 60s and 70s. You know, they were trying to make it a little bit more like at the time, like it could happen in 2002.
Yeah, like it was happening now.
Right, not in the 60s.
50 years ago.
Kind of. Right, yeah, not in the 60s. And to be honest, like that movie did not do great. It didn't do well in the theater.
I like it.
I love it, man. I have probably watched that movie half a dozen times, if not more.
I can't say that. It's been years since I've seen it, but
it's the best movie about a cryptid ever made.
Well, that's not saying much, though. I'll be real with you. There's not too many good movies, babe, for a cryptid.
But that's, why the fuck did you have to ruin that for me?
That's like sci-fi.
I mean, you're right. Like, if I'm watching Mystery Science Theater 3000, they're having a lot of cryptid movies on there.
Yeah.
Because they're all really shitty.
Yeah. That's kind of comparing a blockbuster movie to Sharknado. You know what I mean? And Sharknado 4.
Dude, Sharknado 3 had the best name. Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
That's the best name ever.
I didn't even know. Dude, I would be real with you. I didn't even.
They I just made said a bunch four. Of them.
Because I just assumed they made that many.
Dude, I think they're on like 5 or 6.
Oh,
yeah. Man. One of them was called Sharknado. I think it was Sharknado 3. Oh, hell no. What's the name of the movie?
That's an awful.
Awful. It's great.
Yeah, it might be a good name, but
that if there was a movie
franchise, I've seen Sharknado. That was a shit movie.
If there was a movie franchise designed to not be taken seriously, it's fucking Sharknado.
Yeah, you got a point.
It's Sharknado for sure.
But well, it's like, a sci-fi movie, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they had a lot of cool aspects in that movie, though. Like, they had, and there's not a ton of information on him, but this character known as Ingrid Cold, right?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't get much out of when I went looking for him, but I didn't see much about him.
Right. So, like, Ingrid Cold essentially is Mothman when Mothman actually speaks to somebody.
Like a
persona.
Projection?
Like a persona.
Or like Morphin.
I think it's more just what he calls himself. So like,
if you're speaking to the creature Mothman, like in the Mothman form or yes. like human.
Yes. Well, okay. I think it's like, in the movie, it could like kind of make itself look human, but it was always like a little weird looking. They don't really go into like a they large purposely amount of made it about that. It's very like vague. Yeah. They made it very vague. Right, but it's more. Yeah,
I thought we were going in.
Well, in the movie, different directions. In the movie, I think it's designed to be
what's that called? Ambiguous or something like that?
No, more. It was meant to be more like psychic. Like when he was speaking, it was like a psychic.
Oh, you know what I mean?
Like
okay.
He was beaming it into his mind and like reading his thoughts. And there was a cool scene where he was like testing. Richard Gere was testing Ingrid Cold. Like if he could really read his mind, like he pulled out like chapstick out of the drawer and he's like, what's in my hand? And he does like this weird, like chapstick, creepy as fuck. Oh,
yeah. Dude, I definitely need to rewatch that movie.
I recommend to anybody who's listening. If you haven't,
it's been a long time. Like I definitely need to go see. Cause I did enjoy it when I watched
it. Just forget about the gerbils and Richard Gere. Just put it aside for a minute.
I forgot about the Richard Gere gerbils.
I heard he's got one of those wheels in there that it runs on.
I forgot about that.
So it makes his legs work. And, but
it's like the Family Guy.
It's excellent.
The Easter eggs.
Yeah, it's the Easter eggs. And they had, you know, that name alone, I think is...
Ingrid Cold.
Like
Ingrid, sorry.
Ingrid Cold, yeah. Is called bone-chilling name. Just yeah, if now I imagine met a guy like, named Ingrid Cold, I'd be like, fuck.
Yeah, I'm going to need to not talk to you anymore, man.
Right.
I'll be real with you.
Right.
Well, anyways, like there have been several other strange accounts of encounters with the Mothman.
Okay.
Right. I mean, yeah, he's been able, there's accounts of him being able to keep up with cars that are driving upwards of 100 miles an hour.
Fuck.
Like, he's fucking zoop, taking the fuck off like, and making it seem like it's easy.
And there's no bird that's going to fly 100 fucking miles an hour.
There's one bird I know of that can keep up with that, and that's in a dive. It's like some sort of hawk.
Yeah, not like just
not flying straight
side by side. Yeah.
No, I mean, dude, and he, and the way this man was talking about it, it was like it wasn't anything for him to keep up with the car. I mean, this dude's hauling ass down these mountain roads, and he's just like gliding along. No,
this adds to this level of scary.
Yeah, I mean, that means you can't.
You can't even escape.
You're not outrunning them.
Yeah, you can't escape. I mean, it seems like
there's been like one of the things I like about it though, dude. I was reading about like some of the accounts were of like the actual Mothman on the ground, like walking.
Really? Okay.
And a lot of them have this like weird gait, like he's like not used to walking.
Like he flies more than he does.
Like, yeah, like it's this weird like shuffling,
like a penguin.
Yeah, where it's like he's not
back and forth.
Yeah, like he's not real used to it. And I know I was reading that, like experts are like, well, that leads a lot of credence to it because birds aren't known for walking.
Right.
Like they have this weird gait about them when they're walking because, you know, it's easier, you know, they fly.
So it kind of leads back to that he maybe be some part bird.
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, Mothman, that's just what they called him.
Right.
But, you know, in all accounts, he looks like a giant fucking owl.
The only big moth I remember is the one from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. But when they had the searchlight, you don't remember that?
No, I wasn't a big Aqua Teen Hunger Force fan.
Oh, man. Yeah, he put like a million babies inside Carl's stomach while he was gone.
The only one I remember about Carl is when he got abducted by the giant rabbit robot that made him work out.
Yeah.
And he was like fucking jacked.
Yeah, it was all ripped.
There was so much pain.
Yeah.
That's the only one I remember about that.
All right.
But, you know, anyways, like, well, the problem is, that, like, Mothman, he was starting to become, like a bad omen. Like, he brought misfortune whenever you saw him.
So, like, he was, if he showed up, something bad was going to happen to you or somebody you know, or...
Yeah, yeah, like... Okay. Yeah, you know, he showed up to this one woman, and like 5 days later, her mother died. Kind of stuff where it's just like these weird coincidences where he would show up, you would see him, and then not too long after that, something just absolutely tragic would happen.
Okay.
Yeah. You know,
all right.
Which leads like straight into this whole like on December 15th in 1967. Right.
Right.
Like the whole bad omen thing would kind of come true, at least if you're
buying it. Yeah,
yeah. Because on the 15th, dude, the Silver Bridge collapsed
in Point Pleasant.
That's like, yeah,
okay.
It like connected one side to I can't remember
what it was, the some other weird side. County name. Yeah,
yeah. But dude, it dropped 70. It plunged 70 cars into the Ohio River, with 46 people dying and 9 of them were injured.
Ah, man.
Yeah, like
holy shit.
Like, you know, some experts were saying that the bridge collapsed due to the holiday rush hour traffic. Like, well, so it was like
December 15th, you got shopping days left till Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have that much longer.
Right.
So the bridge wasn't meant to have cars. And like, you know, it didn't just have cars, it had semis on it.
Right.
It wasn't meant to hold that much weight for an extended period of time.
I don't imagine that bridge, there's a ton of traffic in that town.
No, I don't see how. But, you know, just.
Like, we're not beating up on people from West Virginia or Point Pleasant. But come on, man. They ain't shit to do there.
No, I mean, I know a couple people from West Virginia. They're like, it's an hour and a half drive to the store. I'm like, well, you're fucking stupid.
Yeah, that is stupid.
I have a store.
I don't care who you are. That is stupid.
Yeah. But like, excuse me. I mean, there's been aspects of them though. Like these weird things, like creatures and UFOs and whatnot.
Right.
About them. And one of those things was actually the Men in Black, which I'm sure you're aware of.
I know everything.
I've heard of them.
I know them.
Yeah, because during this time, like the rash of events in that year and a half,
right?
And even for a while after the Silver Bridge incident,
okay,
there were reports. There were the Men in Black were showing up. They're threatening and intimidating the witnesses and the people of the town.
Unfortunately, it's never a positive experience with Men in Black. And
no, I mean, out of everything I've ever read about them.
Yeah.
And specifically just, like, the UFO sightings. Looking. Yeah. They speak in a weird tone.
They're like really pale, almost like, I don't know. Like they're just not real humans.
They're not like real. Automatons almost.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Not used to being around there.
They talk weird. They have weird mannerisms.
Yeah, I mean, there's never been anything. Dude, I mean, it was even theorized, right, that the Men in Black are responsible for the bridge collapsing. And it wasn't even, and there's people saying that Mothman didn't predict it. The Men in Black caused it to make people like stop looking for the Mothman.
Like they made, so let me make sure I understand. So it's essentially like the Men in Black showed up probably because of all the UFO sightings, if I had to guess. Right.
I would guess either that or the Mothman has a significance that's far beyond just some weird creature. Right,
but most of the time when you hear about Men in Black, it's UFO related.
Right? Yeah.
Trying to shut, keep your fucking mouth shut.
Or else,
we're gonna kill your family, or we're gonna kidnap your kids. You know, they're gonna something horrible. They usually is followed, followed up with the threat.
Never been
so. In order to stop people looking into Mothman, they staged the bridge to fall.
Yeah, that's one of the theories to worry about that are out there. Was that they caused the bridge to collapse?
Oh, okay.
To get people to like. Lose interest in them.
Okay, I got you.
Whether or not it was to capture them or to get them out of the area, whatever their reasons are.
Right.
That's just a theory, though. You mean?
Yeah.
Odds are, it was just the bridge was old and needed to be repaired.
I hope it's not that simple. I hope it's not. I mean, granted, 46 people lost their lives, and that's awful. And 9 people got hurt. That's bad.
And they didn't find a lot of them either.
But as an outsider of a story.
I mean, you're also talking, 60 years ago? 50 years ago?
I hope that it wasn't just as simple as the bridge was built shitty. I hope it was something like Men in Black. I hope it was something like Mothman.
Yeah, because, it wasn't like human.
Yeah, it wasn't negligence. Human. Yeah. They can't all be fucking A players doing that on those building crews. No. Somebody is coming in hungover. Or somebody just doesn't give a shit. And they're not doing 100% of their job. It makes me worry when I drive on bridges. I'm like, how committed was this fucking guy?
I guarantee you, not very much. I've driven on some bridges that were like, love of God.
Get a little sketchy.
Yeah. But, dude, like, after the bridge incident, though, like, Mothman all but disappeared. Like, you had...
Well, if it was the Men in Black, then they got their wish.
Yeah. Like, you still have, I think what happened, dude, like, the tragedy overshadowed the Mothman craze,
And I think that
people had better things to worry about than the Mothman.
Well, I would imagine a lot of that is due to, like, if you didn't see it, you probably didn't believe it anyway.
Yeah, and you had
the bridge is a tangible thing that happened.
Yeah, and, in a town that small, dude, I mean, you're almost guaranteed to have known at least one of those people.
Yeah,
if not related to them, it could have been your mom, your dad, whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I mean, the sightings of them still come in periodically, but nowhere near that level anymore.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, how much bad shit can happen in that small town?
That's
an awful thing that happened. What really could be worse than that?
But dude, honestly. I think the town kind of bounced back from it. Like, it took them a few years.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Okay.
But, after all the Mothman sightings kind of died down, the Silver Bridge started to become more of a memory than anything.
Right.
The actual town of Point Pleasant, like the city,
Yeah.
Kind of like they still hold a Mothman Festival every year now.
Yeah. I've heard of it.
Yeah. Yes. Mothman is more or less their mascot now.
That's cool.
Yeah. I mean,
I would go to the Mothman Festival.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to go to West Virginia, though.
I think a lot of the people that are in that town during that festival are not from West Virginia. They're people.
Their town population goes like 3 to 4 times.
Right.
It's like 10,000, 15,000 people show up every year.
That sounds like a fun time. And it's all cryptid themed.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
I mean, dude, I mean, you got to give it though. They took Mothman. They ran with him.
Yeah.
You know, now the creature, you know, he brings in, you know, tourism to the area. So he's bringing in extra money.
Yep.
That the town, you know,
probably needs. I can't imagine.
I imagine without that, dude, they would have been one of those like almost ghost towns. There's like one store that's open still.
Right. And what I do remember is the statue. It's so bad.
It's fucking horrible, man.
Nobody has the heart to tell them, you know, but I think
they're too proud of
it. Terrible looking. Oh, I'm sure they're proud of it. I'm sure they're proud.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a crazy thing. Look at all the pictures
of Mothman, right?
Yeah.
All the pictures. He's this like giant, like, draped in darkness, giant red eyes.
Yeah.
Gigantic fucking wings.
Yeah.
And then look at the statue.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you the number one problem I have with that statue. He's got holes in his wings.
Yeah.
I never seen a fucking bird with no holes in its wings and flying.
Looking more like a fucking butterfly than.
Yeah. With anything. Like somebody like punched out holes in its wings to be cruel.
They're just like.
That motherfucker ain't flying nowhere. Let alone 100 miles a fucking hour.
No. Like they.
It just looks terrible. It looks like one of the like big bad Beetleborgs from back in the day. It looks like one of them. And it really bums me out because they could have done. Like if it was like that hulking kind of like
that would have been fucking dope.
Kind of like owl wings on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like
draped over, and the eyes glow red. Like that would be fucking dope.
Like the wings mask most of his body, but you still get the face.
Yeah, it's like the silhouette of him. You know what I mean?
That would have been dope.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah, but what it looks like to me is like, they had some dude. All right, man.
Well, they wanted to keep it
dressed
local.
Up, like throw a insect mask on,
yeah,
and we only have butterfly wings,
yeah,
like fairy wings.
I hate it.
We're gonna put those on you and we're gonna take pictures so we know what to make.
I absolutely hate it. I hate it. I hate looking at it. I hate that it exists. I hate that it represents the Mothman, which I think I hope he doesn't look like that, man. I'd be so disappointed if he looked exactly like the statue. I would be so disappointed.
If I saw Mothman, he'd look like that. My dude, just get away from me.
You look terrible. I'm not even afraid of you. I'm more just disappointed in the appearance, man.
I feel bad for you.
Yeah.
Come back when you're, beef up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eat some protein.
Get some cosmetic surgery. Let's go. You know.
Yeah. You look terrible.
I mean, the weird part is they're like, you know, like I said, the sightings still come in. They're very rare, though.
Sure.
Yeah, every now and again, somebody kind of.
I saw Mothman. They're keeping it alive.
Yeah, I think, honestly, though, at this point, I think it's more for like sales were down last year. Let's just say a couple people saw them.
Saw a Mothman.
Yeah, so you get the people who would have come looking into it. But, you know.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, some of those sightings are in. The Point Pleasant area again, even more modern ones, like within the last 10 years.
Yeah,
like
I mean,
still like, hanging, like scene of the crime, you know, where they like, a, like
yeah,
a
I mean, it wouldn't make any sense for like
stay away from the scene of the crime. They
somebody in Colorado saying they saw him. Like, what good does it do to you there?
So I'm at the Denver airport.
Yeah, with Blucifer.
Well, they're buddies, you know.
I love that horse. I love that horse so much. But dude, so stupid. But dude, like the weird part was though, man, like supposedly there was even sightings of Mothman at Chernobyl.
Really?
Like before the reactors went like nuclear.
Right.
And the whole area was polluted. Because even the area...
I don't
even
think the people can live there. Like, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think, like...
Only animals can live there.
Even them, they're probably getting irradiated.
Yeah, I mean, I did watch a study on them. Because, I heard the Chernobyl thing. I wanted to look into it myself a little bit. The background radiation isn't really fucking with the animals at all.
I don't know how that's possible.
Humans that are kind of...
Well, I mean, I heard that it would be uninhabitable for like 10,000 years.
Yeah, I mean, you could still go there without like radiation suits.
You can't just stay
there. But there's a time limit.
Right, yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah, like the animals, for whatever reason, aren't really getting the... There's no like weird genetic side effects.
Well, they probably know enough, or they can... I think animals do have like a sense
about them. Yeah, like a sixth sense about it.
Right, where they're like, okay, I can't go any further. I shouldn't go any further than this.
Yeah. Maybe, but there's still parts of Chernobyl that'll, you know, it'll straight kill you. Like the moment you enter, like, what was it called? The elephant's foot.
Right. See, like, I heard that the reason why the Chernobyl even went down is because that the engineers were kind of like doing tests on it.
On the reactors. Like, the night before they ran tests, but didn't tell the people.
Right. They did it. They next shift,
they were still running the test, and then,
right. And then, yeah. And then there you go.
But the weird part is, dude, like, actually, Chernobyl, you know, it's polluted.
Yep.
Obviously.
Yes. Yeah.
But then the TNT area was also polluted.
It was. Like,
if I remember correctly, dude, they had to take like 8 square miles of topsoil away during the cleanup process.
Yeah. I think
that's so polluted.
Yeah, that's a lot. And I think it was up to 2 to 3 inches.
Yeah, for like
8 square miles. Can you imagine how
thousands of dump trucks?
Tons, like, yeah, hundreds of thousands of tons had to be removed from that place. Where do they bring it? What the hell did they do with it?
They just dump it into the desert, lake? Probably. Honestly, dump
it into the lake and say, hey, you know what? Fuck it.
If I had to guess, I'd say they probably transported it all the way to a fucking desert or a mountain cave or something.
You know? There's plenty of desert that's irradiated by thousands of nuclear bombs that we've tested.
Yeah.
It's amazing we're still alive.
After everything we've done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of the nuclear testing. It's incredible.
Nuclear testing on our own soil, in the oceans.
Well, that's what I don't... Off. So, like, when you hear about, like, wars and stuff... They're like, oh, you know, nuclear winter is we're going to nuke. I'm like, yeah, how many goddamn nuclear bombs we've exploded?
Yeah.
I don't think two more are going to do a whole lot more to it.
No. But
like, anyways, like,
just Mothman in general, dude, is kind of an enigma.
Yeah.
Because you can't.
Yeah.
Because the problem is, like you said, dude, like he showed up in an area that was polluted.
Yep.
With man-made product. Yeah, I mean, like, man polluted it.
Right.
He showed, if you want to believe the story, he showed up in Chernobyl, man-made disaster again.
Yep. Which I guess the bridge collapsing would be a man-made disaster.
Yeah, I mean...
If it was structural problems. It
as humans messed up the bridge.
Right, at face value.
Yeah. He's showing up to 3 different disaster areas.
Right.
Now, obviously, the munitions place was already a mess before he got there.
Sure.
But it's just weird because then, like, how do you classify him? Is he a cryptid? Is he an alien? Is he, you know, some ultra terrestrial?
Right.
You're like,
that's the mystery of it. Knows, I think.
If he, yeah, you know, let's say he is a bad omen. Like, so how does he know?
Maybe he's just getting a bad rap. Maybe he's a good dude. He's just like, yo, something bad's gonna happen. I'm like, I'm here because something bad's gonna happen.
I'm trying to tell you, you're running away from me and you're blaming me.
All and you guys keep getting pink eye and blaming it on me.
Yeah,
and
that's because you don't know how to wipe your ass properly.
That hurts my feelings that you keep saying you're getting fucking pink eye from me. Mothman has feelings too, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just there to tell you, hey, something bad's gonna happen. Keep your fucking eyes open.
Yeah, it could be more like a, like the universe telling you something,
right? Right.
Instead of he's not causing it, because I didn't see anywhere where he said he caused anything.
No,
he was always just there as like before the tragedy went down.
Right. And I think that's a bad rap. Like, I mean, that's not his fault. He was just hanging out.
Yeah.
Trying to tell somebody something and nobody listened. They're all just freaked out. I was going to wear my Mothman shirt today, but I kind of felt like it was like wearing a band shirt of the like band.
Wearing the shirt of the band you're about to go. Yeah.
I just didn't want to do that because I kind of already did that.
I mean, to be honest, though, dude, I mean, like I'm sitting right here.
Yeah, we wore those. Yeah, we kind of already jumped the shark on that.
Yeah, but I mean, I wear that every day.
What are we, six episodes in already jumping the shark? That's not bad.
No, it could be worse.
I'll take it.
But with that,
yeah, I think that wraps it up pretty good.
Yeah, went off on a wee bit of a tangent there at the end, but
and he's one of those things too, like Bigfoot. I hope is real.
I just hope he doesn't look like the statue.
If he does, I don't know. That'll just shatter me. I don't know if I can handle
that. That'll be like that Professor Farnsworth. I don't want to live on this planet.
I just don't. God, I just hope he doesn't. I'll just put it that way. All right, everybody. So that was our show. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Definitely follow us on all the social medias, Instagram, Facebook.
We're on YouTube.
Yeah, we're on YouTube now at the Gamma Ray Podcast. So follow us for everything and get to see our smiling pretty faces.
Oh, yeah.
All right, everybody. Thanks again. We will see you next week.
See y'all.